Yes?
Senator Symington on 9-1.
Good.
Yes, sir.
I got a suggestion.
Yes, sir.
And I don't know it'd work out, but if it did and you wanted to take some credit for it, you could do it quietly, and I can't do it in the paper. Do you know Howard Woods?
Yes, I do.
He's the editor of the Argus.
Yes, I do.
He's a strong Symington man, but he's supposed to be a Republican or an independent. They claim he's an independent, that he has supported some Republican aldermen, that his paper has advocated a strong two-party system, that he supported a Republican for governor or something back there. I'm giving serious thought to putting him on one of the commissions, because there are no neighbors on the FPC or the FTC or FCC or any of them. And he is the best Negro that we see because he has a newspaper background, and Wilkins and the Negro groups are pretty strong for him. And I believe I could get Dirksen not to object, to let him go as an independent, and we could appoint him. How do you feel about him, and what do you know about him?
Well, I feel very well about him. He's been a very loyal supporter of yours. You were good to him in the past. He's a good man. He hasn't got too much stature in the community, but unfortunately no Negro has. I think he's a very, from the best I know, knowledge I have of him, I think he's a good, loyal, intelligent fella. And I know, of course, he'd be terribly honored.
You, as far as you know, is he honest?
So far as I know, he's entirely honest. I've never heard.
Where I met him was, I met him and Kennedy put him on the Equal Employment Committee, and he was not in any way an Uncle Tom. He was always bringing up legitimate complaints.
Yeah.
But he handled them he wasn't a mean man. He handled them with dignity, and I got rather fond of him. And I believe Tony first introduced him to me. I've forgotten who it was. But he served on the committee for 5 years. Now, he's been endorsed well. I can go and I can point to a Negro woman from New York. But I pointed a Negro woman on housing, you know, out there. I mean, this woman that you had on the housing thing, I put her on Civil Service Commission.
Jackie.
I mean, on the Civil Rights Commission.
Jackie Freeman.
Yeah. And I thought that I don't want him. I want him as an independent now. I don't want him branded as a great Democrat, because he says he has been an independent. He has to be an independent to qualify.
Yeah. Well, I think it would be great, Mr. President.
All right.
To check it a little more?
Well, I'm afraid to. I'm afraid if I get out, they'll start shooting at him. And you, if I decide to do it, I'm going to call you so you can call him and say the president had me down and talked to me about it. And I just want you to know that I want the Negroes to be represented. And that whatever social consciousness Johnson's got, I gave it to him when I put him in the Air Force and integrated. I used to make, you remember those speeches you used to make to me? And it's kind of sounded like one I made the other night, didn't it?
By golly, you said some awful nice things about me and David Lilienthal's book. I didn't know anything about it until John Osmond of Life told me about it.
Well, you're wonderful.
Well, now, if you do this is wonderful, and if you let me know first, all I've heard about him is good.
Okay, that's good.
Thank you,
sir.
Bye. All right.